This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Hello. Don't fear. No suffering allowed here. This is an international exchange of information on the DJV program. And usually, as we know, worrying, suffering, the business about the coronavirus, or even who's going to win the election, the worry is not worth the time that it takes you to dig a hole for yourself, because always the word, what is it, 99% of the things you worry about never come to the fore anyway. So don't torture yourself. Listen to us. Have some fun. Learn a few things. That's the charge here. As Jennifer takes off, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug on the DJV program. And, yes, everybody's favorite, Chris Matthews.
Is he everybody's favorite?
He's not mine. I remember being on a panel with him about 15 years ago, a talker's panel, and he was an arrogant jerk then, and I suspect he still is. So what's going on with him that people are focused on today?
Well, if you watched any of the primary coverage from South Carolina over the weekend, you might have noticed that Chris Matthews was absent from MSNBC's usual, the spot that he usually holds during all of that coverage. Instead, they replaced him, and this was because he was accused of being, of committing sexist behavior.
Added somebody in the butt, right?
Yeah, what they call sexist behavior by a former network contributor, and then later misidentifying a politician while on the air. Earlier in the week, Chris Matthews issued an on-air apology after drawing backlash for comparing the victory of Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucus to the 1940 invasion of France by the Nazis. In an op-ed for GQ...
That's going to get you far.
Yeah. In an op-ed for GQ on Friday, journalist Laura Bassett claimed that Chris Matthews had used sexist language when she would visit the MSNBC studio to appear on his show as a guest. She said that Matthews looked at her in a makeup chair before an appearance and said, "Why haven't I fallen in love with you yet?" And I guess she laughed nervously.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Matthews continued on saying, "Keep putting makeup on her. I'll fall in love with her." According to reports, that's what Matthews said. She said he made another comment about her makeup during a separate appearance. "Make sure you wipe this off her face after the show. We don't make her up so some guy at the bar can look at her like this." She decided to write the op-ed, she said, because of a sexist interview Matthews did with Senator Elizabeth Warren after the last debate, in which she pressed her about her accusation that Mike Bloomberg once told a woman at his company to, quote, kill her unborn baby. Bloomberg denies he said it, but a feminist group has now called for Matthews' firing over the interview because of his treatment of Elizabeth Warren. Bassett said she wrote a similar op-ed in 2017 without naming Chris Matthews directly because she was afraid to publicly accuse him at the time, but wrote many women reached out to her saying they knew exactly who she was talking about. She said she didn't think that Matthews' behavior rose to the level of criminal sexual harassment, but she said it did undermine her ability to do the job. And I guess back in 2017, it was reported that NBC paid $40,000 to a producer on the show with Matthews who claimed he sexually harassed her, too.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
once a jerk, pretty much
kid.
Always a jerk.
Right. He also
works.
Had the moment when he mistook Senator Tim Scott, who's a Republican senator from South Carolina, for a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate, Jamie Harrison. He said it was a case of mistaken identity, but he's also being called a racist for that because both Scott and Harrison are African-American.
Lovely. Well, that's something I was about to say something, but I guess I won't, because I think you got it in your head one way or another what people say and think in the... It's pretty outrageous how ignorant some people are. All right, moving along. Victoria, you were talking earlier, and I think it's worth underscoring all the scams that surround the coronavirus, the price gouging, the number not only on Amazon, but all across the Internet where there are things for sale, the stuff that's there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, please, instead of, unless you want to throw your money away, the stuff that's been, never mind the stuff that's worthwhile is being price gouged, but there are things online, and many of them are sourced outside of our country, and you can't tell that because the internet's the internet, but there are so many scams. People offering you ways to guarantee that you won't get the virus. It's, come on. It's nonsense. It's actually pretty illegal. But do you want to underscore any of these other things that are, just be careful. That's all.
Well, there are supplements that are claiming to cure the coronavirus people are falling for. You know, it's just when people get scared, they get vulnerable and people are just trusting and you just have no idea. I wouldn't buy any supplements from Amazon because you don't know. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't buy makeup ever again. I made that mistake once. I got a fake Lancome mascara and it gave me an eye infection. So just ladies, beware of that, thinking that, you know, it's the real deal. Just, it's not. There's so many counterfeits of all kinds of products. You just have to really do your research and be very, very careful. And go right to the name brand. If you're going to buy something, just go right to their website. You don't need Amazon.
And the other side of it is other things that are going on. We haven't really talked much about how animals are being affected by and infected by the coronavirus, but apparently there's a dog in Hong Kong that's in quarantine because the dog is tested, quote-unquote, weak positive for the coronavirus. Now, remember, a lot of people think that animals were the start of this, that the animals messing around in feces of other animals. I think it's hard at this point to understand, but this dog was weak. They brought him to the vet, and they did they did blood work on dogs and cats and your pets.
Well, the owner has coronavirus, so,
yeah. So the dog
it is interesting to see, you know, if that will start to affect our animals over here too. Mm-hmm. You know, because they said it could even just be like licking, like dogs lick the floor, so it could just be licking. It got it from licking a contaminated surface. So who knows?
All right, next up, Boeing bounces around again. The testing that's going on and what's being tested here isn't just the airplane, apparently, but the relationship that Boeing has with the FAA. Remember, the Federal Aeronautics Administration is supposed to be in charge of the planes and supposed to be in charge of testing and approving and all that stuff. And the FAA more or less walked away from Boeing and said, okay, you guys are smart. You can test and prove and certify your own plane. Well, you see how that's worked for them. I've been on three planes in the last 3 days, and I've talked, I usually chat up the flight attendants that have been with American for a long time to find out what's what, and I even talked to a pilot who said that the pilots' union has pretty much agreed among themselves that they are going to refuse to fly the MAX, that American's got 24 of them sitting on the ground, there are hundreds of them sitting on the ground we're in use already, and there are another 400 or 500 sitting outside the plant, and Boeing has refused. I don't know if that's the right word, but they don't want it. It's so expensive to really fix this. All of the engines on all of the planes are too powerful. That's really the bottom line. The plane engines are too powerful for the fuselage and for the system. So the planes, unless they have smaller engines, are never going to be right. You may be able to teach people through simulators and stuff how to handle it when it gets out of control, but you want to trust that? I don't want to trust that. You know, maybe the guys in the front of the plane know how to do it, and maybe they don't. So now there's a big fight between the FAA and Boeing because the FAA says you must certify all pilots through the system that's set up with the, what do they call them, the flight simulators. And Boeing doesn't want to pay for it. So here they sit with how many millions, billions of dollars worth of planes that this flight attendant had been with American for 35 years said the guys don't want to fly them and they probably won't fly them. And people don't, if there's ever been a time when people identified with what kind of a plane they're getting on, and as it turned out, American has found people resisting to flying on any 737s that they have in their fleet, and they've got hundreds of them. And so they've scrambled around to find used Airbuses that they're putting into the fleet and, you know, all of that kind of stuff because they don't want to cut back on the service. It's just really pretty interesting how this company is sort of imploding before our very eyes. And what a shame it is, because it's such a great, I mean, how many, they've got like 130,000 employees around the world. What does that do for all these jobs? Because the people at the top are so arrogant and egotistical, they didn't want to admit that they made a mistake. That's really what it boils down to. And look at the money it's costing them. The devaluation of their stock, wow. So, anyway, another pitfall for Boeing. It's 15 past the hour. This is the DJV program. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So, if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's something that is, I don't know if it's sad. This guy had a fabulous life, came up with a great idea. Joe Colum was the originator of Trader Joe's, passed away over the weekend. But we all were talking about our own anecdotal experiences in Trader Joe's, which he created as kind of a quirky little grocery store because he, in Los Angeles, started in Pasadena. He had a little, like a 7-Eleven, but it was just a local. And at the time, 7-Eleven was spending a lot of money, and they actually were putting him out of business. So he said, figured, yeah, I got to do something different. And he sure did. This is one of the most fun experiences. If you've never been to a Trader Joe's, go to a Trader Joe's. The idea that he started with the grocery chain, Aldi owns it, the German chain, but they've remained true to the principles that Joe Colum established. So have some fun. Rest in peace, Mr. Colum. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the ones that we got, boys. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today.
So if you're an expert in contemporary music, you recognize Adam Levine and Maroon 5 music. Apparently, Levine apologized after getting some flack for a less than exciting performance in Chile. Fans in South America flocked to social media to voice their displeasure with Maroon 5's set at the Viña del Mar Festival. Does that sound like the right pronunciation?
Sure.
Sure, I'm buying that. His attitude was kind of lackluster as well. To be totally frank, there were some things holding me back last night, and I let them get to me, he said, Levine, on his Instagram post. And it impacted how I was behaving on stage, which is unprofessional, and I apologize. You giving them their money back? I don't think so. No. Apologizing is bunkum. If they did a lousy job, you should give them their money back. He and the other four members were 15 minutes late for the set. The TV presenters had to vamp for 15 minutes to entertain the people who were there. Adding fuel to the fire, Levine decided to respond to the audience's initial efforts to sing by quipping, "Well, if you want to do my job, go ahead." Boy, he sounds
That's
like
obnoxious.
A jerk. Is he a jerk? I didn't know he was a jerk.
Could be.
Yeah. Chilean actress.
Sure, he's got it in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Denise Rosenthal, also part of the festival lineup, claimed Levine requested no one looking at him, look him in the face. For failing that, everybody turned to face the wall. What? What
yeah,
is this guy?
Bizarre.
Yeah.
What is
that? This does happen. I've had personal experience with Madonna where she had issued a memo that no one was allowed to look at her. This does happen, but it's obnoxious.
What?
Regardless.
Who the hell
doesn't
do
matter
think
who
they
it
are?
Is. I know.
Good
it's
God.
Ridiculous. And Adam Levine, not that Madonna's an, you know,
not Madonna.
Better, but
no.
Right, but not Madonna. Like, if anyone could get away with it, maybe Madonna can, but not Adam Levine.
Yeah, and when he had said that, you know, there were some other things going on, like, that's acceptable. Sometimes, you know, you have something that goes on
stuff.
In your family, or you get distracted, and you don't put on the best show you've ever put on. But that doesn't account for saying that people can't look
being
at you, or saying that your fans can't sing along with you. Like, how bizarre.
Or people have to turn and face the wall when you walk by.
Yeah, sorry. He's not
he's
good enough
these
to ask
people
for that.
Saying,
that they had something going on. Raise your hand if you don't have something going
yeah,
on
right,
in your life.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got something.
Well, exactly. That's why people are going to shows, because they have stuff going on in their life and they want a distraction from it.
Jennifer, I've been meaning to talk to you about your bad attitude. Smart enough, will
Thank
you please?
You. I'll try. Add a yours at the moon.
Are we allowed to look at her yet, Doug?
What, Jennifer?
Yeah.
No.
No, she's going to slap you around.
Eyes closed, Victoria.
Do.
I can see the
one big eye contact.
All right, speaking of Madonna, she apparently fell on the stage the other day. Madame X show in
that
Paris.
Oprah, too? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
No,
Oprah took a tumble
Oprah.
Off of her heels.
Oprah ate it in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, she was on stage and just whammo.
Madonna started crying. She was struggling to get off the stage, helped up by one of the dancers after the fall. She used a cane to further assist her off the stage. Reportedly been struggling with hip and knee injuries for a long time. Fortunately, she recovered, advertising her Saturday night show at the same venue on Instagram after the fact.
But then she canceled Sunday night, so she's still in bad shape.
Yeah. Her friend, actress Debbie Mazar, is that how you pronounce her name?
Debbie Mazar? She was on Entourage, and she's been on a bunch of stuff.
Has she? She's doing well, though, she says. Now, she's strong. She has her injuries, but she's really trying to take care of her body. I support her, love her, but it's a moment where she has to listen to her body. The Madame X tour has seen its fair share of drama. She unleashed a profanity-ridden rant against London's Palladium Theatre after they lowered the stage curtain and shut the lights down. Remember that happened after the 11 o'clock?
Well, you know what? If she wasn't 2 hours late to start her concert, then she wouldn't run into that problem. Everyone knows in London, they unplug.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. More deaths as a result of the coronavirus could be coming to the United States. One's been confirmed so far. Vice President Mike Pence stressing, however,
the risk for the average American to coronavirus remains low.
He spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Before half the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Nice that you've decided to spend some time with us and vice versa. We have great personalities here. If I do say so myself, we have been born with a gift. It is a gift of gab, in a manner of speaking. I think we all are leaders and there's strength in leadership. That's why we are here. I don't know, sometimes people, everybody wants to, I was talking about this earlier, we want to separate ourselves out. We're black, we're white, we're rich, we're poor, we're old, we're young, we're good, we're bad, we are right-brained or left-brained. I'm a people person and I don't like to talk to people. That was sort of Adam Lambert thing. I don't know, the world is full of friendship and abundance and love and goodness and grace, and it's effortless for some people to live that way. Other people find it hard. It's just that what makes the world go around, I guess, is that we are all different. And speaking to that, I thought it was interesting, and Victoria is going to follow up on this school thing and how it plays into how many people will pay attention to this thing. And is it Nevada, right, or Utah?
It's Utah. Yeah, Utah. This is what happened was this is a school, a middle school. It's called Rich Middle School in Laketown, Utah. This story actually started on Valentine's Day, and it's just kind of picking up more and more steam, and more people are now talking about it. A lot of parents are chiming in on this too, because at this middle school, they developed a policy that if someone asks you to dance, you're not allowed to say no. So every single person who asks another kid to dance, everyone has to say yes. And one little girl who's 11 years old, her name is Aslyn Hobson. This is really how this started. Her mom posted, her mother's posts about this have gone viral. She was excited to go to the Valentine's Day dance, and there is a boy in her class who has, in the past, has made her feel uncomfortable, and she has told her mother that this boy makes her uncomfortable for whatever reason, and that boy asked her to dance at this Valentine's dance. She politely said, no thank you, and then one of the principals at the school overheard her say no, and said, no, you kids, you have to go out and dance. And he basically wouldn't give them the option and wouldn't give the girl the option to say no. They had to go out and they had to dance. And so, obviously, her mother was furious at this, rightfully so. And a lot of other parents are chiming in saying maybe the intention was to not have any hurt feelings if a kid asks you to dance. Most likely, it's the boy asking the girl. And obviously, girls ask boys, too. But more than likely, it's probably boys asking girls. And maybe they didn't want to have any hurt feelings. Everyone has to participate. I get that. But the message that this sends, especially to the young girls, that they have no say in when a boy asks them to dance is really, rightfully so. I see completely why the mothers are getting so upset over this.
That are going to expect a yes every time they ask someone something.
This is, so boys never learn how to deal with rejection, and girls, basically the message is you have no say over your own body. You have no control over your personal space. It sends such a horrible message to both sides. I hope that all the national attention that this is getting now, I really hope that the school changes that policy and that no other school has the same policy, because it's just a really horrific message to ingrain in kids in middle school.
It's amazing what people don't think about and what people do think about.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, the way the world is today, it's like you got to be conscious of almost everything.
Well,
anything
and this is political correctness gone awry. I mean, this is an overdo it.
Well,
anytime people push in one direction, they always overdo it, and this is one of those examples.
The schools, the public school system in this country is so broken, and it's become values certification stuff, and that's not what school's about. School is not about, for me anyway, school's about learning. I need to know how to count. I need to know how to write. I need to know how to think. Not what to think, but how to think. And instead we get, maybe this is a lesson on how to think, though, Victoria. That could be, I suppose, maybe in a sense.
I understand that, a lot of schools have things like if you want to bring in Valentine's cards, everyone has to get them, in the class. I understand singling out kids
can
have a devastating effect in the future. I get that. But, this is just way too far. Way too far.
Yeah. Speaking of way too far, this is a very interesting. There are 1,000 Army recruits that just made history because they took the oath from an astronaut who's out in space. 1,000 recruits took their enlistment oath from one of the Army's astronauts. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command partnered with Space Center Houston, and they got, Colonel Andrew Morgan, who was in the space, out in the space station. First mass nationwide enlistment ceremony of its kind. Military astronauts have participated from the International Space Station in the past for re-enlistment and promotional events, that sort of thing, but they had never sworn anybody in. So this was kind of cool. This fellow Morgan said, I made the decision when I was 18 to raise my right hand just like you're about to do. He said when he was broadcasting from the space station, I'm still a soldier. I'm serving in space on the ultimate high ground. He's been in space since July 20th of last year, coming back on April 17th. On the mission, he's been part of 7 different spacewalks, expects to conduct about 300 scientific experiments with his crew over the course of the next month or so. So This is very cool. It's good, and it's good PR for the Army at a time when they're having a hard time getting recruits, frankly. They are at least good quality recruits. So, can somebody help me with the corona? You know, this speaks to our intelligence quotient, I guess, much as anything else. Okay, we have the coronavirus. Hello, if you drink corona beer, will you get the coronavirus? I don't think so.
Some people think so.
Apparently some people
38%
do, right?
38% of Americans. This was a poll that came out over the weekend. 38% of Americans believe that there is some connection to corona beer. Oh.
How in...
I worry for our country.
And the sale, I do too, kind of. Sale of the beer was off 8% last week because people think, oh, I'm not going to drink that stuff. It'll give me the coronavirus. Good God. Ay, ay, ay. All right. And I mean, that sound like an elitist, but it just seems to me, is there any common sense anymore? Does anybody have any common sense? Meanwhile, as far as the coronavirus is concerned and the toll it's taking, do you know that 17,600 different products that are sold by companies like Procter & Gamble, things that you wouldn't even think, like Tide, the main ingredients to Tide come out of China. Do you believe that? The car industry, 90% of car manufacturers have some elements of their car made in China. 92% the businesses in China that are being affected by this, the automobile business, is off 92% in China. And air pollution, people are noticing this, and I think this really is damning. The air is so much cleaner over China and subsequently all the points east, because the air flows in the northern hemisphere. It goes from west to east. And so, you know, we have been on the west coast of the United States, certainly impacted by the stuff that gets blown across the Pacific Ocean that starts in China. But the air is much cleaner there. And so maybe in a manner of speaking, one of the impacts of this is that people will be healthier for a while. Those who can shake off the coronavirus.
A little bit of a break, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I find that fascinating. But 95% of the world's toys are made in China. Who knew that? Did you? I mean, we all knew lot of them. I thought they were still a lot of them made in Japan. But the amount of business that is slowing down. There have been 200,000 flights to and from and within China that have been canceled by airlines in the last 14 days. 200,000. The price of oil is dropping like a rock. It's below $50 a barrel. So you'll see that at the pump. I noticed here in Florida yesterday, I was driving from the airport, and it was $2.15, the average price of gas, $2.16 a gallon. And I noticed it also had gone down in up north in California.
You can't tell.
The state of Massachusetts is considering adding a 5-cent gas tax to fix it. It's the same thing as the feds want to. Don't the feds want to increase gas tax?
For
the gas
infrastructure,
tax?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead, but there's a thing called the Highway Trust Fund that we all have been paying into for years. Another example, like the Medicare Trust Fund and the Airport Trust Fund, they've all been raided by Congress, so there's no money in them. So they have to now start new taxes. And what's to say that they aren't going to take, once the money goes into these various accounts, that they aren't going to steal it and put it someplace else?
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Who trusts?
There's a new one on our ballot on Tuesday where you have to help the kids because they're being exposed to asbestos.
Oh, that's what they always say.
Give me a break. Come on.
I know. It's
the same. By the way, one of the things that people don't – oh, sorry. But one of the things that people don't realize being affected by the coronavirus, I just read a big article about it, are wedding dresses. A lot of brides are getting their dresses.
That is an issue because one of my friends is getting married in September and gave us a warning a few weeks ago that our bridesmaids' dresses that we were looking at are made from a factory in China, and that if we want to order them, the wedding's not until August, but we would have to order it sometime now because it could take months to get here. So we're not even doing that anymore because it's not worth the risk. But, impacts a lot of things you don't realize.
That's right. Exactly. 45 past the hour on today's DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Spring might be right around the corner, but March can still bring a lot of winter injuries into the emergency department.
Subway is a big one. We see a lot of patients in the ER, especially if they have a history of any heart problems.
Dr. Sue Cullinan says to avoid a trip to the ER, it's best to push snow instead of hoisting and dumping it, which can be a big workout on your heart. Another winter emergency that sends more than 20,000 people to the ER each year is carbon monoxide poisoning.
We'll see people with symptoms that are mild, often headaches, and they're nauseated. They're a little confused at times, and it kind of depends on the level of their carbon monoxide poisoning.
Dr. Cullinan says it can be serious, even deadly. So making sure you have a working detector is key. But the most common winter injuries that emergency departments see are from falls. Things like wrists, arms, and hips. So watch your footing, especially getting in and out of the car. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, the DJV program. So Obama had gotten a call from Joe Biden over the weekend asking for an endorsement.
No, it was the opposite. He said he didn't ask it. Yeah, it's the other way around. Obama called Biden on Saturday night to congratulate him on the victory in South Carolina, and Biden said that he has asked Obama to not endorse
him
and not say
anything. I'm sorry. Come on.
But it makes sense, though, because Obama's going to come in at the very end. Whoever the nominee is going to be, that's who Obama's going to support. It makes sense. If he comes out now for Biden, Trump gets to say, oh, you needed to bring him back, you know, the way he did to Jeb Bush. Oh, you needed your mommy there. So it would backfire completely. I agree with that strategy. It would not help at all.
They're all using Obama in their commercials, though, like three of the top candidates, Bloomberg included, Bloomberg and Biden. And who was the other one? There are three of them that are using him in their commercials right now.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's still a big deal one way or the other. I thought it was interesting looking at the delegate counts and who voted for whom, where the votes were last time around for Clinton and Sanders as we look ahead to all the activity. The primaries continue till June, you know, not just tomorrow. It is 50 after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pit time, Monday's Money Pit Day here on the DJV program. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host along with Leslie Segretti. She and he take care of your home improvement questions. You can call 888-MONEY-PIT anytime you want in order to get your question to them so they'll consider it, get the answer on the air. The Money Pit is one of the great services, I think, and because of that, a lot of people that when they hear Tom here ask their questions as well. So here's Jeremy in New Jersey, who is your next-door neighbor, I think, Tom, right?
Apparently, yeah.
He's got a home sale that fell through because he wouldn't agree to replace the dining room window, which has a broken seal in it. He would like to know what a broken seal is and whether it affects energy efficiency and if he was smart or dumb not doing this.
Well, man, I tell you what, if that home buyer... That was the main reason they didn't buy your house. They were really overly sensitive to the issue. There probably would have been something else that went wrong between the time of that inspection and the time you closed with a home buyer like that. All right. So a broken seal is this. Most windows today are insulated, right? There's two panes of glass. And there's a gas inside the panes of glass, which is an insulator. Usually it's argon. And when those panes of glass... And when the seal between those panes of glass breaks, you can get like fogging or condensation that shows up inside that window. And if it's just a little bit, you know, I always say live with it. I've hardly ever seen it be just horrible, horrible, you know, and I don't know what this situation was for Jeremy's house, but if it was just a little bit, the fog will come and go depending on the temperature differentiation between the inside and the outside. Yes, it is less efficient, but would you be able to tell them your energy bill? I really doubt it. It's not like having the window, like getting air around the window. It's just the insulating glass that is not as efficient as it was before. But I think to determine the waste of efficiency would be very, very minor.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. I was doing a little work at my house on the East Coast.
Doug. And by the way, if you're worried about that when you're selling the house, the next time somebody comes in, you disclose it up front. Say, listen, I know the window has a broken seal. I'm not doing anything about it. And this way it's not a surprise.
Exactly. No surprises. Yeah. All right. So anyway, I had my local bank is remodeling, and they gave me all of the marble that was in the bank. So I piled it up in one of my sheds.
Right.
And the old, in my kitchen, the old wooden cut board, what do they call it? I guess it is.
Right,
a
butcher block?
Butcher block. Right. It's dirty and ugly and messy. Yeah. So I asked my guy, John, to take it out and try one of the pieces of marble in there.
Uh-huh.
And he did, and it was magnificent. I was so happy. I used it over the weekend for the first time. It just really, he cut it. He had to get a special saw to cut it so that it fit in just right. But what, and that little bit changed kind of my whole, I had just that little thing. It took him 2 hours to do it. It just changed my whole attitude because that corner of the kitchen counter had been dirty, and I didn't, you know, who knows what's growing in there.
Well, yeah, it's probably it's a lot healthier, too, because, you know, let's face it, wood is very absorbent. And so you get all those meat juices and stuff in there. You get bacteria. It's really hard to keep those butcher tops clean and safe. So that's great.
Right.
And it also points out, Doug, that the minor improvements like that really can have a major impact visually, and you feel better about it, too.
Yeah, it really. I was really quite surprised. All right. So what do you have in the Money Pit podcast this week, and what sort of things you always have full? When you go to the website, there are always tips every week. What do you have? And that tip one.
Yep. So, coming up on the Money Pit podcast this week, we have a post about a story about the 50 worst decor choices. I mean, the worst decor choices in the last 50 years. So it's kind of funny to see there's a survey by decade. What types of things came up when people were asked what the worst decor choices were for the different years. Yeah. So that's pretty amusing. Plus, on the Money Pit newsletter, we've got some tips on how to upcycle old furniture into kitchen islands, which is a popular thing today.
Yeah.
This whole idea of giving furniture a second life as an island or as a vanity or something of that nature. So we've got some stories about that, too. But you can catch the Money Pit podcast anytime by subscribing every place podcasts are available. iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we are there.
Julie wants to know whether she should leave her washing machine lid open when it's not being used.
Ah, that's a good question. I would say if you have small kids, no. Why invite trouble? But it's not a bad idea to leave the lid open after a load so that it vents it and dries it. It will prevent some of the moisture from potentially growing mold and developing into odor, but only if you do not have small children in the house.
All right, got it. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit. Check him out, moneypit.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.